Providing food, water, and energy for people around the world who lack these resources is an ongoing challenge. Amid population growth, drought, and increased urbanization, understanding food, energy, and water availability is increasingly important. To find new answers, the National Science Foundation has funded 17 grants totaling $1.2 million to support workshops on the interactions of food, energy, and water. The South Dakota School of Mines and Technology has received $50,000 from the NSF to host an October workshop to identify core food, energy, water research needs to achieve rural sustainability on the Upper Great Plains. James Stone is Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the School of Mines. He joins us on the line. And Professor Stone, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, there are 17 grants total here. Are each of the recipients looking at different aspects of food, energy, and water?
Yes, they are. So 17 were funded throughout the United States and into China as well. And every ecoregion we have here in the United States has kind of a different focus. Ours is predominantly, obviously, on the Upper Great Plains areas and the things that we do here. But I am involved with one down at Arizona State University that's looking at urban sustainable watershed systems. So it's a much different diversity amongst these groups.
Well, even among these different ecoregions, are they all feature this interdependence with food, energy, and water? I mean, do they all have to work that system together in some way?
Right. So the National Science Foundation wanted to come up with ideas for future funding. So they're looking at providing between, I think I've heard $74 million to $100 million in future food, energy, water nexus research. And so each one of these regions kind of has a different spin towards it. And so when we got together in our group here at School of Mines and at SDSU and NDSU, we saw that for our region, I mean, mainly we are net exporters of stuff, you know, whether it's food, whether it's water, whether it's energy. And so if you look at a system and how sustainable that system might be, it really starts from the source of that material, where that stuff is produced. And so that's mainly going to be the focus of our workshop here at the School of Mines.
So as a net exporter in this region, does that mean that we don't have the challenges that other places, other ecoregions have, or is it just that these ones that we have here on the Upper Great Plains are different?
Well, we're just different. I mean, the challenges are going to be different across the board in every state and every region. For us, I mean, we are, if you think about it, we produce, we produce a lot of food, a lot of energy. For example, let's look at the oilseed initiative that's going on here here in South Dakota. We're trying to grow oilseed crops like camelina and carinata and make those as a biofuel process. But what are the impacts of that towards the food supply, to the other energy supplies that are in our area? So we got to find this balance and look at these systems on a system level to find out what the interplays are between these groups.
Have we learned about that when we think about ethanol, for example? I mean, how much information do we already have in that regard with food versus energy?
That's certainly been a hot topic in a number of talks I've seen, and if you just look at a lot of the mandates coming from the federal agencies involved with this, certainly is a topic that we've learned from some of our mistakes perhaps with ethanol, perhaps the amount of water that's used and the energy balance that's with that. So as we move into the future and looking at the next generation biofuel crops that could be grown here in South Dakota, we want to look to see how those, what's the net, you know, what's the give and take amongst these systems, amongst, you know, the players that are involved with that. We want to look at this from a holistic level and see what the interplays are. And so I think one of the outcomes of this particular workshop is to get the people in our region together to better understand these interplays and then look at federal funding specifically from the National Science Foundation where we can study these in more detail and come up with recommendations that would better benefit our region.
How much collaboration has there been so far in research in this area of food, water, and energy? And when I talk about collaboration here in South Dakota or this general region?
Well, there have been. It seems in some ways we are in our own little silos, you know, that we do our research in. But in other ways, it's been, at least in my personal experience, working with collaborators at SDSU and other schools here in our region, it's been wonderful. I mean, I've got projects where we're looking at, you know, looking at the food, energy, water issues related to, let's say, the South Dakota oil feed initiative that I'm involved with. I'm looking at the sustainability of that. We've also got projects, you know, looking at where these crops might be grown, what are the interplays with some of the oil and gas infrastructure that's going on in the Bakken region. So, and I know West River Ag, the folks out here, West River with SDSU, have been working with some of us on various projects. And I think there's been a lot of collaborations with these interdisciplinary groups amongst USD, SDSU, and School of Mines.
So who's participating in this workshop that's coming up in October?
Well, we've got the planning groups that we have. So we've got folks from SDSU, I think Bill Gibbons, Kevin Kephart, the VP of Research there. I think we've got, I'm looking at my list here. We've got some folks from NDSU as well that are coming down, Dean Webster. We have coming, and we have somebody that, Chris Zargalek, who's at UND, part of their EERC, or their Regional Research Council, that looks at these sustainable processes. So we've got a number of folks within our region that are going to be involved with this. We've also got, let's say, Mark Anderson at the USGS here in Rapid City will be involved from a water perspective. Looking at John Henderson, who's the chief commander-in-chief of the Omaha District for the Army Corps of Engineers, is going to be involved too. So we've got quite a few folks that will be part of this workshop.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. We're talking with James Stone. He's Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the School of Mines. And the School of Mines has received a $50,000 grant from the NSF to host an October workshop to identify core food, energy, water research needs to achieve rural sustainability on the Upper Great Plains. And for you, Professor Stone, is there a particular area of interest within this field of study?
For my research,
yes.
A lot of the things that we've been going after have been looking at sustainable systems and looking at life cycle assessment modeling, or carbon footprinting, or environmental footprinting of processes. So, for example, if we go back to the oil seed initiative, we can look at growing the crops, transporting the crops, producing or biorefining the crops, and then using that biofuel as a process. So we here at School of Mines, my team with Heidi Sieberding and Hanju Zhang and others, we've been looking at these interplays and looking at the system as a whole and trying to find, the sustainable approach for these processes. You know, so we can say, hey, is it more effective to do this locally versus regionally? Is it better to grow these biofuel crops at one location versus another location? And what recommendations can we as sustainability auditors provide to the specific team members that are in their, let's say, little silos working on these projects? So it's been quite rewarding working with these kind of interdisciplinary projects and teams in my research group.
Is the research that you're doing at Arizona State, does that fit in with this as well?
Well, it's not exactly. So we have a memorandum of understanding with Arizona State University, and so the idea is for somebody from the School of Mines to go down there and to kind of talk with their researchers, and then somebody from there is going to be invited to our workshop to provide a larger perspective. So a lot of these large grants that you receive from the National Science Foundation or go after from NSF require not just, you know, a couple of PIs from one university, but a large swath of players from a lot of different universities to be more competitive. So our goal is to try and work with ASU and ASU work with us to with our own strengths and expertise to go after these larger size grants in the future.
In the workshop that is coming up in October at the School of Mines, what happens during this workshop? I know you touched on a few things, but if you can give us an idea of what happens in October for those couple of days, and what is it that in the end you're trying to achieve with the workshop?
Okay, so it's going to be a two-day workshop, and we're going to have some keynote speakers that are going to come kind of set the stage of what this food, energy, water nexus is. And then we've essentially brought together people from industry, academia, and elsewhere to that are experts in either energy or water or food, and kind of bring them together, kind of give their perspective. Here's the challenges in our region. Here's what I work in. And then we're trying to, our goal is to have some breakout groups where we have people working in specific breakout groups that are in the energy, in the water, in the food areas, kind of working together, answering some fundamental questions and recommendations that's the path forward for this research area. And so the end product of this workshop is to provide guidance, which is the form of a white paper to the National Science Foundation, of what we perceive are the most important issues and what perhaps NSF should fund in the future as part of this large FEW initiative that they're starting.
So the other 16 grant recipients, they'll also have similar workshops, and they'll at the end issue these white papers as well?
Exactly, yeah. So they're all being organized a little differently. They all have their unique spin. But the end product or the requirements is when we submitted this workshop proposal is to have a draft, a white paper to NSF that can lead to future research recommendations. And we're hoping somebody from NSF, I think one of the program officers is actually committed to coming to Rapid City for the workshop so they can be there firsthand and kind of see real hand what are the issues in the Dakotas region and the Northern Great Plains that are of importance and how they might be able to make that a priority with funding issues in the future.
And what is it that you're most looking forward to about these the workshop that's coming up in October?
Well, I think what I'm most forward to looking at or hearing about is kind of these people that are already working in these energy water nexus areas. So we've brought in people from SDSU and around our region to come talk, but I do have some collaborators at Colorado State that have been working a lot in these areas, and kind of it'd be neat to see their perspective, some areas that they've been working on, some challenges that they've seen perhaps in Colorado with all the energy, oil, and gas development in that area, how the lessons they might have learned down there, how they might be applied to our region here. So I think it's going to be inherently quite exciting to hear more about that and to kind of see the interplay amongst these different people that don't normally work together to come up with some solutions and some recommendations.
Now, the workshop that's coming up in October, this is open to the public, so people who are interested in attending some of these sessions, they can do that?
They can. So we open to the public. We have we're limiting to about 100 people, and we already have some invites that are there that have been sent out. But it definitely is open to the public, and we invite anybody that's interested and in the region that wants to learn more about these interplays and help us provide guidance to the National Science Foundation.
Well, Professor Stone, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
All right. Thank you very much. My pleasure.
That's James Stone, Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City. The workshop for regional solutions to resource strains is October 19th and 20th. That's at the School of Mines and Technology. And again, it's open to the public, although limited spaces.